You might remember, those of you who are members here, about a year ago this very time, we put together a service where we really wanted to minister to one another in prayer. We took requests that morning, and there were many of our members at that time, as there are today, who were facing a number of different issues, from sickness to employment to challenges perhaps with relationships in their lives and many other challenges. And we took the time on that particular Sunday to just really minister to one another, to pray for one another in ways a little bit beyond what we might normally do on a given Sunday. And many of you expressed to us at that time how much you appreciated that assembly, that service. And so we have prepared a similar service this morning. In just a moment, I'm going to sit down and Danny's going to continue to lead us in our worship. He has selected a number of songs that we hope will encourage you to look inwardly into your heart and your walk with the Lord this morning. And at the appropriate time, opportunity will be given for requests to be shared. Before Danny leads us in song, though, I want to encourage you to think just real briefly about this. We live in a broken world, and the brokenness in this world often impacts those of us who are followers of Christ as well. We are not exempt from challenges. We are not exempt from hardships, from struggles. Sometimes the brokenness in the world is in our own lives as well. And so it may very well be that as we've gathered here to assemble and worship this morning, that you have brought with you some of that brokenness, some of the effects of the brokenness that is in the world. And that is causing your minds this morning to be filled with anxiety, to be filled with anxious thoughts and worry. There may be some assembled here with us this morning who are not at peace because your walk with Christ is not what it should be. And you know that. That may be robbing you of the joy, that may be robbing you of the peace, of the victory that should be yours in Christ, but because things are not right in your life with the Lord, and you know it, your mind is not completely at ease this morning, and you are somewhat anxious, somewhat nervous, somewhat worried about your walk with Christ. And you've brought those anxieties, you've brought those worries with you this morning, and they are robbing you of the peace and the joy that could be yours if your walk with Christ were all that it should be. There may be others who've come this morning who are hiding a secret sin. There is something in your life that's shaming you, that is isolating you, not only from God, but from other Christians as well, because you're afraid if somebody found out, if somebody knew what you're struggling with, they wouldn't love you, they wouldn't like you, they wouldn't want to be around you, they wouldn't want you to be here. And so some of you have come here this morning fearing that, having your thoughts anxious, being made anxious by that because you know you're wrestling with something that you just can't seem to get past on your own. But you're afraid to let anybody else in on your life and on your struggle. And so you continue to isolate yourself and try to do it on your own. But it's just not working. And that's robbing you of the joy and the peace and the victory that could be yours as a child of God. And there are likely others that have come here this morning with just life challenges. Maybe you've been diagnosed with a serious illness, an illness that may result even in your life being threatened. And that has your mind this morning very anxious and very worried about what's going to happen to you and what's going to happen to your family and what's going to happen to your children and how is this going to work out. And maybe others have come here this morning, you're worried about financial concerns. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe the job you have is not adequate and the bills are piling up. And you're worried this morning because you don't know how you're going to pay your bills. Maybe you have an issue with someone in your family. Maybe there's a marital problem that's going on and you're worried about the state of your marriage and where it's headed and how it's going to work out. These anxious thoughts, these worrisome problems rob us of the joy and the peace that is ours, that should be ours in Christ. And they keep us from living the joyful lives that God wants us as His children to live. And sometimes these worries, these anxieties become really hard to deal with. I want to challenge you right now to think about, what is it that has you anxious, that has you worried this morning? And as we sing these songs in a moment, I'd like to challenge you to wrestle with that, to think about that, to let the Spirit of God convict you and show you where your anxiety and the source of whatever worry you have this morning, where it's coming from and what's creating it. And then here's what we want to do. I want to encourage you not to try to hide that, not to try and deny that, but to do what Scripture urges us to do when our hearts are anxious and our minds are full of worry, and that is to cast our worry upon God who cares for us. So we're going to encourage you throughout this morning to stop singing if you need to and just pray to God that He give you the peace that He's promised to give His children. Also, though, in addition to taking our requests to God, Scripture urges us to share our burdens with each other, to bear one another's burdens, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. But to do that, we have to let each other know what's burdening us, what's weighing on our hearts. You see, you can't bear my burden if I'm not willing to let you know what it is. And I can't bear your burden if you're not willing to let me know what it is. And here's the thing that Satan will do. He wants us to believe that we don't need each other, that we don't need any help. We can handle it on our own. And I guarantee you that if there are men in here this morning who are wrestling with things, you're very susceptible to this particular lie of Satan. Satan wants both men and women, but men, I think, are particularly susceptible to this, to believe, I can man up, I can handle this on my own, I don't need anybody's help. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Don't believe it. We need each other. We need to bear each other's burdens. We talked last week about being family. There is no reason why anyone should bear a burden in this family alone. If your walk with Christ is not what it should be, let some of us know so we can minister to you and pray for you and help you. If you're struggling with a particular sin, an addiction, something in your life that you just can't get beyond, don't struggle with that alone. Let some of us in. We can minister with you, walk with you through that, help you through that challenging time. If you're facing something this morning, a life challenge, an illness, a relationship issue, a financial problem, don't suffer alone. Let some of us know, let some of us in so we can walk with you through that challenge. Let's bear each other's burdens. Now here's how we're going to do that this morning. You should see in the pew beside you, there should be a number of prayer request cards that have been made available. If you don't find one close enough to you, let us know. We'll get one to you. If, as we continue to worship this morning and sing, the Spirit prompts you to share a request with us that we can pray for you about, that we can minister to you about, please take the time to write that request down. Now, you don't have to do anything with that request. We're not going to lock the doors until you've shared that. You're welcome to write that down, tuck it in your wallet, put it in your lapel, put it in your Bible, keep it secret, and walk out this door and let no one know about it. You can certainly do that, and if you choose to do that, that's fine. But if you're willing to take one more step, here's what we're going to do this morning. At the appropriate time, Danny's going to have a stand. We're going to sing a couple songs. If you'd like, at that point in our service, to share your request with one of our shepherds or one of our ministers, we're going to make ourselves available throughout the auditorium. You can come to one of us, share that request with us, give it to us. If you'd like, we'll visit briefly, we'll pray with you quietly. Whatever you need, we'll do. If you'd rather just drop it in the collection plate as it goes by later this morning, that's fine too. If you'd like to give it to us as you leave, that'll work also. After all the requests have been taken, one of our shepherds, David Taylor, is going to lead us in a prayer together, and then we'll share communion together, and then we'll be dismissed. Here's my prayer for the next few moments. I pray that the Spirit will move among this family in a mighty way this morning, that He will convict us where we need to be convicted, that He'll challenge us where we need to be challenged, and He'll comfort us where we need to be comforted. Let's humble ourselves this morning before the Lord. We are strongest when we're willing to admit that we need help. The help from God and the help from family members in Christ. Let's minister to one another. Let's let the Spirit minister to us as well. Danny's going to lead us in song. Fill out your request at the appropriate time. Share it with us if you want to this morning.
Please fill out your cards now and you'll know when you'll have a chance to move to one of our shepherds. Please be seated, but we're going to continue singing. Please move to our shepherds and our ministers if you need to, and let them pray with you, or let them just share some message, some information with them.
Before we sing this song, why would you go to a hospital where there are doctors and nurses to care for what's hurting you and not reach out to them? This is a hospital, not a museum. We're not here to look at beautiful works of art. We're here to be healed, to be made whole, to be made well. If we can minister to you, the Spirit of God is here. Help is available. Avail yourself of that help. Make use of what is in this place right now, the Spirit of the living God. We're going to sing one more song. If there's something on your heart, if the Spirit is prompting you, don't quench Him. Don't put out His fire in your life. Listen to Him. That doesn't mean you have to come talk to me or any of these other guys. We're not begging for responses. We just want people to be right with the Lord and to get the help we need to be His people and to live victorious, joyful lives for Him. So, listen to Him this morning and respond appropriately.
Believe the Spirit is with us. God is here with us. Amen. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, You are holy. Father, we know that You are here with us. And what an awesome, awesome thought that You are here amongst us today. Father, we know that as our Father, You want healing for us as Your children. We put our trust in You to supply us with what we need. In our humanness, we ask for healing for our physical bodies. We have some in our church family who struggle with pain, who are dealing with disease and even physical death. We ask that You give them the healing that they need. We ask that You give them comfort and peace and courage to face each day with hope and trust in You to take care of us. Some of us also struggle with spiritual pain, Lord. We know that You've promised to always be with us and that You won't allow us to face more than we can bear. We pray for spiritual healing, that Your Spirit may take over our lives and we may see things from Your perspective instead of from our human perspective. We pray that we would listen to Your forgiving Spirit and allow us to forgive ourselves and to grow and to be what You would have us to be. Father, we pray for the courage to share those struggles with each other. Help us to find people that we trust and love that can help us through these times, Lord. We know that it's not your intention for us to live alone and in misery and pain, and we pray that we'd have the courage and the strength to search those out. Father, we've tried to make those avenues available here. Help us not to take those things home with us, but to be convicted to share those, because we need each other. We need the healing power of each other, and it's through you that we receive those things, Lord. We pray that your spirit of love and concern for each one of us would be in us and use us to comfort and help our fellow man in the healing process. Father, help us to grow in faith from the challenges we face on this earth. Keep us in your loving arms to be with us through the days of this life. And when we've finished our lives here, Lord, we look forward to you welcoming us home to a place where there will be no more pain and no more struggles. Father, we have a prayer request today. We pray for Christine Lee. We pray that you give her comfort and strength and peace as she goes through physical trials and through the prospects of death, Lord. We often say that we're ready to leave this world, you know, and that we're not afraid to, but when we face these things, it really is challenging to us and challenging to our faith, and we pray that you would just bless her and be with her and use us to comfort her, Lord, and all of the people in our congregation, Lord, who have expressed concerns and requests. We pray that you would give them the peace that passeth understanding, Lord. Father, as we close this part of our service, we just pray that your spirit would continue to dwell in us, that it would dwell in our family here. Father, and we thank you so much for your son, Jesus, for the forgiveness and grace that we have through him, and for the hope of eternal life. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.